Stephen Kiesling was coming down the Rogue River fast. A former Olympic rower turned kayaker, he loved water and how rivers connect people in Oregon. He could see whitewater churning ahead. He didn't see the rock in the river that would come to mean so much to him.
It is one of the great kayaking spots in southern Oregon. We have a couple of class four rapids, and Tillamook Falls is the biggest rapid on the Middle Rogue. And I came here, 25 years ago, kayaking and dreamed of building a whitewater park here.
The valley is narrow here. Across the river, there's a big road, and then the hills go up steeply, the bright evergreens dulled by a veil of wildfire smoke. This is where Steve pulled his kayak to the side of the river.
You know, I stopped because I was by myself and I was afraid to go over the falls. And I got out of my boat and I was looking around and thought, wow, this is the most beautiful place in the whole world.
Some years later, Steve returned and bought the land. He started to plan a whitewater park. As he cleared the land of blackberry and old mine debris, he began to wonder about the history. What had happened here?
And then a guy named Tom Doty came into my life.
Tom Doty is a storyteller with Native American ancestry.
I've been here all my life. This is home. My family background has a little Tekelman, Shasta. Those folks have been here for a very long time, and even the Irish side of my family has been here since the 1850s. So this is definitely home. And we'd come fishing out here. I always ask why we always just came out here and nowhere else on the river, and Grandpa would always say, well, this is a good Indian place to go fishing, you know.
It was good, especially the way that Tekelma managed it. They were careful not to overfish. But a lot of that history had been lost. Miners found gold along the river in the 1850s. They formed groups calling themselves the Exterminators and surrounded Tekelma villages, shot families, including children, and burned the houses. The surviving Tekelma were forced to walk 200 miles north to Siletz, Oregon, to a reservation. The annual salmon ceremony that had taken place for thousands of years ended, and the location was mostly forgotten. Stories lived on, however, of a place in the river marked by a low rock shaped like a chair. It was called the Story Chair. It was at the bottom of the rapids and just above a quieter pool where the returning salmon would gather and wait for lower water before attempting the most difficult part of their journey. And a Tekelma elder would sit in the chair and observe the fish and tell the others how many they could take this year.
And so the Story Chair is, it looks like a tractor seat, but it has a notch in it where you can put your net. And the story was that if you sat in that chair where the elder of the Tekelma would go and you put your net in, it would take two men to lift it.
The fish were then dried for several days, and during this time, no more fish were taken, and thousands of salmon passed through the falls and upriver to spawn. This was how they managed the river. Tom Doty told all of this to Steve Kiesling and told him he thought the Story Chair might be near his land.
And how did you know where to look for the Story Chair?
Oh, well, I had known that it was out there. I'd been told that as I was growing up.
Tom Doty invited the oldest member of the Tekelma tribe, Agnes Baker Pilgrim, people call her Grandma Aggie, to come to the Rogue River. He wanted her to walk the land, see what she knew. She stepped under the trees through the tall grasses at river's edge.
I felt the presence that I was walking with the old ones, that they were really glad that I was doing what I was doing because they told me I had to restore the sacred salmon ceremonies on these rivers. So I was praying as I come into the land here, you know, be with me, help me, guide me, show me.
She knew this was the right place, but it is a big place, and they kept looking.
And then as I got hold of field notes from the 1930s, 1933 in particular, John Peabody Harrington, fairly well-known linguist at the time, he brought several Native folks from Siletz at the reservation where the Native folks here had ended up, including Frances Johnson, and brought her back here. She was very old at the time. And they drove around the Rogue Valley to all these native sites, and he wrote down all kinds of notes on linguistics and stories and sense of place things and ceremonies. And one of the places they visited was here.
The linguist John Harrington was working for the Smithsonian, which even in the 1930s was trying to reclaim as much of the lost Native American history of Southern Oregon as possible. People warned Steve Kiesling he was getting too involved with the Native Americans. They might want to take his land. They might fight his plans for a whitewater run.
But the main thing was stay away from the Native Americans because, that's kind of the third rail. It'll kill everything. And there is that sort of fear, like if you find a bone or something, that'll shut down a whole enterprise. I mean, all this fear.
Steve kept meeting with Tom and Grandma Aggie, talking and searching. Maybe the story chair was upriver, maybe around Steve's house.
And while Harrington was here, and Aggie's mother was along on that trip too, and her father, Harrington made a couple of sketches, including a map or two, that showed the location of the story chair out by the falls. And so that made it a little more specific exactly where the story chair was.
So Tom is reading from the field notes from the Smithsonian about a guy named George Baker, who had come in 1933 with Harrington. Anyway, they'd gone out to the chair. But Grandma Aggie was laughing because it turns out George Baker was her dad, and she had a picture of her dad sitting on a rock. And she went home and got this photograph taken by John Harrington in 1933. And I took that photograph and put it into a plastic bag and weighed it out in the river.
And in 15 minutes, he found the story chair. And so they planned a ceremony, and Grandma Aggie insisted she would sit on the rock as the tribal elder. But how to get Grandma Aggie out there, an 87-year-old woman, in good health, but 87, and to get to the rock, she would have to run the falls. Her children said no, her doctor the same. But Steve Kiesling, the former Olympian, asked other athletes to find a safer way through the rapids. And a former Olympic paddler, a woman from Costa Rica, finally told Steve she thought she could get Grandma Aggie there. Still risky, but maybe reasonable. On the day of the attempt, they had to wrap Grandma Aggie in plastic because she arrived in a long beaded buckskin dress and moccasins. They asked her to change to sneakers, and she did. And she sang on her way down the river. And then Agnes Baker Pilgrim was sitting where her father sat decades earlier and where her ancestors sat for centuries.
I was crying because I raised my fan up, my eagle fan up to the sky and said, Dad, here I am.
Steve is working on blending the Native American past with people who love to run the river now. He points to his kayak and says he is rarely in it. He spends more time now at zoning and community meetings.
So anyway, it's a different vision, I think, to try and bring together the best of people, you know, which is the Olympics. It's bringing people together from all over the world and having them compete in something that's peaceful, just as the salmon ceremony brought together tribes that didn't like each other, but they knew that they were, that all their lives depended on these fish. And if they didn't come together and manage the fishery, they were all doomed. The idea of Tillamook and all of this salmon ceremony is about, you know, how to bring that back. I mean, people literally have been here for 15,000 years in Southern Oregon and doing this ceremony for thousands of years anyway.
There is another salmon ceremony planned for next summer, says Steve Kiesling. There are also plans to erect a monument to the history of the place and the people who tended to it for thousands of years. There's more at our website, including photos of Grandma Aggie on the story chair. You can find a link at the website of this station. And for Salmon Nation, I'm Alex Chadwick.
Wayawenelohana. Mm-hmm. Wayawene.